Lunchtime on a Tuesday. Nuggets and Avs both in action tonight. The Rockies as well. We got a triple header. But it's more about the Nuggets and the Avalanche, of course. We're going to get to that. We're going to preview, tell you who's in net, tell you who's playing and available for the Nuggets in Utah tonight in just a few moments. But let's start with some Broncos. Also, some of you guys texting about the Rockies and baseball, and a lot of folks feel the way you feel, Stoke, about not giving them any time until it is earned. So we'll get back to that conversation and catch up there. But a mock draft coming from the NFL Network, it's five rounds deep, Stoke, and the Broncos, they land their quarterback. And the cost, it's not crazy, actually, in this situation here. So in this mock from the NFL Network, Denver makes a trade to go get J.J. McCarthy with the Arizona Cardinals. And in this trade, Denver, they swap 4-12. Denver also gives up a future first-rounder in 2025, so you're out next year's first, and a 2025 third-round pick. So just one future first, and you swap, obviously, but you're getting four. They're going to 12. I haven't seen anything about this nature of one first-round pick being the cost of doing business. Everything up to this point that I have seen has been multiple first-round picks. Stoke, you and I have debated back and forth a lot whether or not we'd give up those multiple first-round picks, and I'm very hesitant to do so. I'm interested in the conversation if it's one and a third.
Oh, look at you.
We can open the door a little bit again and start to talk again.
Yeah, I mean, that makes it a lot more attractive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're not giving up any more picks this year?
No.
Right?
It's so just your swaps and
futures. You still have your third rounder?
Mm-hmm.
All right. That makes me feel better. And just next year's first rounder and a third rounder after that?
Yeah.
Next year? We got a second rounder next year? Okay. 2026, we got our first rounder?
Mm-hmm.
I feel much better about that if that's the way that is going to happen. Obviously, you got to love the guy if you're Sean Payton to make this type of move. And so hopefully we find our quarterback, and that's a win-win. I just don't know. I mean, to me, it just seems like Minnesota loves J.J. McCarthy.
It does.
Right? I'm not sure about the Broncos or not. We've heard reports that Sean does. Don't know. But if Minnesota loves J.J. McCarthy, it's going to be hard for the Broncos to beat him up there with just that type of package, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They already have another first-round pick this year, Minnesota, in the 20s. So
yeah, I guess if you're Minnesota, too, that's you make the phone call. Hey, we'll pick swap. You have 11, and we'll give you 23. They might not even have
that. Second rounder next year.
Okay, yeah.
Whatever.
Future,
right.
Third or second, right.
Yeah, so that's the position that the Broncos are in, and I just think they're playing behind the eight ball here when it comes to competing against Minnesota for that draft pick if the Broncos want it, because it sure seems like Minnesota wants it. I mean, why else did they try to get another first-round pick this year?
Yeah, even if it's not Jake, like they're trying to get somebody.
Right.
Trying to land a quarterback.
Exactly. You only do that when you're trying to get a quarterback. And you don't know who's going to be available at 20-something.
Right.
So usually you're using those picks to move up to get your quarterback. So I have a hard time buying that the Broncos are going to be able to outduel the Minnesota Vikings when it comes to J.J. McCarthy. But if it works out that way, hey, dude, I mean, you could get excited about it.
Heck yeah.
Especially if it's not, you know, two future first-round picks. It's like, all right, we got a young quarterback. Let's go, mm-hmm. man. Hopefully this guy turns out to be a stud. And, I mean, that's where I would be if it works out like that.
And, in fact, in this mock, again, we're looking at NFL Network, they have Minnesota doing nothing, making both picks at 11 and 23.
Wow.
It's Byron Murphy, I believe. He's been mocked to the Broncos a couple of times. Yeah, at 11, the defensive tackle from Texas. And then that 23rd pick that they acquired, that's actually where Minnesota selects Bo Nix in the trade of Houston. So they still get a quarterback. You just use both of your draft picks, and you've added a you know, what many believe is one of the best defensive linemen in the entire draft in Byron Murphy.
Okay. Well, you know, maybe that's their plan. I just have a hard time believing that. I really do. You know, when you look back and you say you want to gamble at the quarterback position and you make that type of move to get that first round pick, and to me that just signals you're ready to move up
mm-hmm.
and you're ready to make a big play to get your guy, make sure that you get your guy. But hey, I've been wrong once or twice, Josh. I don't know.
Sure.
You know?
Lana's got a list.
Yeah, she's got a laundry list.
I also, when I saw the Bo Nix part, I'm like, what if this has been a target for the Minnesota Vikings the entire time? Of what if they're, hey, let's see if we can get the Broncos to reach. Let's see if we get the Raiders to jump up. How about the Giants? Maybe they chase something, even though they're just at six, but maybe they feel like they got to get the three or four to go get the three, basically, to beat Minnesota. And they're just playing the long game here and kind of have their eyes on Bo Nix the entire time.
Exactly.
I mean, it'd be a hell of a move from the Minnesota Vikings if that were the play.
Absolutely. And, you know, I mean, we kind of talked about this the other week or so ago. What if the Broncos are doing that?
Mm.
Same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, the reports were out a few weeks ago. The Broncos love McCarthy. Sean Payton loves McCarthy. Ah, look over here. Love McCarthy, love McCarthy. Boom! We take Bo Nix, right? So this is a time of year. You don't ever know what to believe, what not to believe, and you gotta do your own homework. And try to put the clues together as best as possible, what these other teams are gonna be doing and who they're gonna be looking for and who they like. But at the end of the day, you got to make the move that you think is the best for your organization. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you love a quarterback, all right, you're very, very aggressive. You're not passive. But it is. That's the fun part about draft night is, all right, now it's time to make the picks. We've heard all the noise.
Yeah.
These guys are falling. These guys are rising. This team loves him. This team hates him. And then on draft night, it all works its way out, and we get to see how it plays out.
In this mock, so they have the Broncos taking JJ. They get their quarterback at four. Have to trade that future first and third. Adissa Isaac, an edge rusher from Penn State, is their third round pick. I practiced this, so let's hope I don't screw it up. Rook Aroro, defensive tackle from Clemson. I watched a bunch of videos, and he was like, it's like a row row your boat. The H's are silent. So Aroro is what I went with there. He's a selection in the fourth round. Andrew Phillips comes from Kentucky, and Garrett Gearson, a tackle from South Dakota State. So they get a tackle, they get a cornerback, a defensive tackle, an edge rusher, and a quarterback. They don't have a tight end in there, which we both want, but you are addressing some major holes on this roster.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't want to force a tight end. We don't have a second-round pick.
Right.
If you move up and you get a quarterback, all right, well, you know, now what is it going to look like in the third round? I don't want to just take a tight end to take a tight end. I don't want to do that. We've already made those mistakes before. Where has that gotten us? Without a tight end.
Yeah.
No tight end. So, no, please don't do that. I would love a tight end. I would. But, you know, I don't want to just take one to take one. That's a bad way to operate, and I don't think they're going to operate that way. So if one's available that we really like, yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's at one of the, you know, two or three at the top of my list there, the tight end position. But if not, move on. Let's get good football players. That's how you build a great football team. You continue to draft good football players. You don't reach for a position of need. And hopefully that's what we see this year.
What do you think, Broncos country? Would you be willing to do the deal? It's not two future first, it's a future first plus that third rounder. Would you do it to go all the way up to four and go get J.J. McCarthy? Maybe it's another quarterback you've fallen in love with that you have to go up there and get. Tell us at 303-713-1043. That is the RamosLaw.com text line. We'll react to a few of your texts as they start to roll in there as to what you would do. All right, the other thing tonight, Stoke, you have the Avs, you have the Nuggets. The Nuggets start at 7, so that's where we will start. It's in Utah. They've lost their last six games against the Jazz. They've only won one of the last 15 games against the Jazz. And we know there are a bunch of question marks with Aaron Gordon, Jamal Murray, Nikola Jokic. Their list is probable. AG is questionable there. What are we making up of tonight? What are you expecting tonight? And if this game doesn't go well, I guess we can answer that question tomorrow. But first and foremost, just take care of business this evening against the Jazz. It's a tough task with all the things I just rattled off. I don't know why in the heck they can't win in Utah. Malone joked yesterday that it must be the altitude or the long trip. Which obviously got that fake media laugh. You nailed it. They just don't play well against the Jazz. The Jazz have some good fans. They're right on top of you, obviously, with hoops. I don't know why the heck the Nuggets struggle in Utah.
Yeah, time to snap that streak. we got to play our guys. We got to get ready. We got to win this basketball game. And I want to we got to look, you just reminded me of it. We're only one game up on OKC from third place. Mm-hmm. So it's go time. I don't believe Michael Malone. I don't believe
really?
Him. No, I don't believe him at all. Like he says, you know, he made us think that like, hey, you know, we're going to be coasting into the finish line here. Health is number one priority. Zach Bye bought it. You bought it a little bit. Zach was hook, line, and sinker. You just you're a little buying it, and that's hogwash. And I get it. Like, yeah, of course we're going to be cautious with some guys, but no, these guys are playing to win. They are. Look, mm-hmm. look. He's like, whoever can play is going to play. We're traveling to play these guys, and so I think that's his approach coming down the stretch here. I know he said it's not everything about the number one seed, and of course it's not, but I think they're gunning for it. I think they're going for it because when you get this close to being able to have that number one seed, what, are we going to stop?
Right.
We're going to stop now? Yeah. We're here. We are here. And all we got to do is finish off four games in a row here to have the number one seed, and if we do that, that's a huge advantage for the Denver Nuggets. I want all the advantages I can get. So I don't really believe Michael Malone when he said that, because guess what? His actions that's are right. telling me differently. When you got guys in there late in basketball games, when you have big leads, and it's like, whoa, Jamal's still in there? Jokic's still in there? You're putting them back in? All those things, his actions have told me differently. So I think that's going to be the approach here. And you probably will see. Like, for me, I would be very cautious with Jamal because he's been banged mm-hmm. up. I said, look, and it's a back-to-back coming up, which you got to realize. I said, hey, 16 minutes, around 16 minutes. I think we see Jamal, and he played, like, you told me 22?
21.
Mm-hmm. What's a big minute night for Jamal? What would you say? Low 30s?
Regular season, yeah.
32. I think he plays 26 plus.
Okay.
26 plus.
Wow. Well, to your point, like, once the game's underway, coach can't help himself.
Right.
He's in the moment. He's coaching that game, and he doesn't give a damn what's on the schedule for tomorrow or Thursday or Friday or Saturday. He is in it. I could see it because you're absolutely right about who Coach Malone is. I know that tomorrow doesn't mean anything if tonight goes wrong, but I'm still having trouble not overlooking Utah. I'm still having trouble not just going right to what Wednesday is and going, well, man, maybe Jamal can stagger with the bench on Wednesday night if he doesn't have to play a lot tonight. Maybe he can look more normal against a team that you're going to have to probably eliminate to repeat as champions, but I can't do that. I have to get that out of my head that Utah matters tonight.
Yeah, look, and they got some dudes out, you know, a couple of their best players, Jordan Clarkson and Lauri Markkanen. Those two guys are, you know, two of their probably four best players.
Yeah.
That's helpful in this situation. But it's a tough place to play. It's a tough place to play for the Nuggets, like you mentioned. And but I think it's like, hey, I get it. You gotta be looking towards the future because you know you do have a back-to-back. But guess what? Minnesota has a back-to-back, too. They're playing tonight, and then they have to travel to Denver to play tomorrow, mm-hmm. okay? So, like, they're under the same predicament that the Nuggets are. So I think you kind of, to a certain degree, have to block it out as much as possible that it is a back-to-back and just say, all right, let's win this game, guys. Let's go out there and win this game. And hopefully it's one of those, you know, rocking chair finishes. And we're just cruising in the fourth. And we can rest some guys in the fourth and we get ready to go for Minnesota on Wednesday night. Because, look, if you don't take care of business here, then Wednesday night really is probably not going to really matter at all. So mm-hmm. let's go ahead and take care of business and make Wednesday night a really fun game at home. That's going to be the last home game, by the way.
Oh, that's right.
Before the playoffs.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'd like to see a heavyweight fight. You know, let's see a Ali Frazier.
There we
right?
go.
Right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. This mm-hmm. is like this is the preview of the Western Conference Final.
Yeah.
Minnesota slugging it out with the Nuggets for home court in the West on Wednesday night. But take care of business tonight for that to matter.
How about a Nikola Jokic triple double against the Utah Jazz? I'm looking at 155.
Okay.
For Nikola. Plus? Nothing crazy, but it is plus.
I just don't know. I'm nervous about the playing time.
Mm. Yeah, but if you're absolutely right. You hit the nail on the head. 5 minutes ago. If this thing is close, Malone is going all in. Everyone will play, including Jamal, an extended amount of minutes if this thing is tight in the third and fourth quarter.
And I think also, like, you know, he can get in three. He's gotten a lot in three.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So it's not like if he plays three quarters that he can't get the triple-double. So, yeah, I'll be partaking in it. The other thing I was looking at is just going with the Rays tonight. Getting off topic here real quick.
Oh,
just going
please,
with the
yeah.
Rays tonight, you know, also.
Yeah.
But that number is like minus 180, 185. Oh. So it's a big, big okay. number. So probably have to stay away from that. And just go with the Jokic basic triple-double tonight.
What if you took the Rays and added our Braves? What if you went Rays and Braves?
Wow, now look at you.
Double dipping.
Wow, look at your mind working
right.
here. I mean, a whole nother level.
I know.
Well, we'll have to take a peek at
okay.
it.
Okay, all right, we'll do that. We'll tell people before it's all said and done. That is my little, my plan, right? I always say that, like, oh, I'll get in some action on the Rays or whoever the Rockies are playing. And I've tried to take that approach with our new favorite team, the Braves. Of, hey, all right, I'll pay attention. Let's go over on Acuña bases or something like that. That's kind of a fun one to watch. But,
wait,
yeah.
But, no, yeah, so we got the Diamondbacks.
The Rockies.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not the Rays.
Rays was the home opener series.
Right, so because I did the Diamondbacks and the Rays, and it was a good number. We got to find the Braves.
Yes.
The Braves and the Diamondbacks? Is that what we're looking for or no?
Braves and Diamondbacks, yes.
Okay.
And the Braves are playing the Mets. Did you say 137, Kev? So Braves and D-backs
yes.
will give you plus 137.
Yeah, I like
solid.
It.
Solid.
Right.
Yeah.
I really do. Braves lost last night,
mm-hmm.
right? And so... they got a little extra motivation, and so did the Diamondbacks.
Yeah, coming off of L's. That's exactly right. I think that's a good play. I think that's a good play for us this evening. All right.
Add that with a Jokic triple-double, and we got a night.
Well, that's going to be a
maybe
fun
some,
night.
Maybe we haven't even touched the hockey.
No, we haven't.
We haven't even touched
right.
the hockey. What do you think? I mean, a little McKinnon over shots. Your hockey, though, I can't lie. Your
I was
hockey
about to
is
say.
Really, really bad. It's been really bad. Like, you come up with some weird stuff. Like, how about this plus this plus
yeah.
that plus that? I'm like, dang, Josh, that's a lot to think about. And then next thing you know, I'm doing it all, and it's like, crap.
Yeah.
0 for 4, Dover. Nice. We didn't even hit one of those legs.
I was actually, before you destroyed me, I was going to say, yeah, I'm going to lay off the hockey stuff for a little bit.
Okay. Well, hey.
For the reasons you just laid out. Yeah. But, you know, I'm a sucker for it. I'm sure I'll get into something there.
Maybe McKinnon overshots. He's been putting puck on net.
I mean, it's at home, right? He's good for 2 points at Ball Arena. That's another one, too.
Here you go again, see?
Oh, crap.
I caught you. He's good for 2 points. Like, oh, really? Just, okay. So what are we throwing that? What would it be for you tonight? No ranting. Okay, just tell me just so that we know and we can just double check your.
You know what I'm feeling? A 2 point night from Nathan.
Okay.
And
write this down, chicken fingers.
Okay, he's writing it down. I think we get one of those Casey Mittelstadt wristers, too, that fights the back of the net.
Okay.
Casey Mittelstadt, anytime goal scorer.
Okay.
That's it, though. That's it.
That's it. Okay, just going two. You don't like the Avs to win, under, over, any points or any, I mean, goals or anything like that? Just two? Hey.
Yeah,
I don't want to talk you into something.
You're trying to talk me into it. I'm going just two.
Okay.
I was
going to
say, what's the over on goals? And I'll take the over also.
So are you doing it or not?
No, two. I'm sticking to two.
And then tomorrow he's like, I knew I should have taken the over on goals. I knew
that.
He'll
be the only one that hits.
Right. I mean,
yes.
Georgie's in there, right?
Right. That's
I'll
what I'm
take
thinking.
Like over on just on him.
Oh, wow.
I mean, nice guess.
Just saying. Fingers.
It's Come a trend
on.
Right now.
It has been a trend the last couple.
Yeah. He's riding trends.
Yeah.
You like
that's what he does.
You like that play?
I don't, for a lot of different reasons. It's you always come up with like a random guy that's going to score a goal and like he has like one shot on the net. It's like, okay.
All right, guys, what about Jonathan Drouin going for a
he's
game?
He's been ripping lately.
Four straight games with a goal.
Well, see, that's the problem.
It's too much of a trend.
Right. That's too much of a trend. You got to be careful falling in that trap. I like to find the guy that's getting beaten, that's been beaten up a little
bit. Yeah, yeah.
Right? And that's, you know, hadn't been playing as well.
Sean Walker.
Yeah, that's our guy. Right.
Terrible penalties the other night.
Yeah. Well.
He bounces back.
Maybe so. Drouin, you like that one? Drew.
I kind of do, man. He's been playing well right
anytime
now.
Anytime goal scorer?
Yeah, anytime goal scorer. Yeah, why not? Trying to break his career high in points. Why not?
Did I tell you guys this? I saw a video of Drouin and McKinnon as youngsters, like teenagers in Canada, and they decided for some, I don't know, if it was a prank or something to be funny on their phones. They drove to practice in full gear. Did you see this video? And I think McKinnon's actually driving the car in full. They have their helmets, their pads, their gloves, and Drouin's like all pimply faced, you know, young kid in the back. But I was like, man, that's cool as heck. They've been playing hockey together since that age.
They knew each other like at 16, 17. Yeah. So we started, I don't, like, it was supposed to be funny or just?
No, it was just a cool video.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Because it wasn't funny.
That wasn't supposed to be funny.
Oh, okay. I was just making sure. I thought there was a joke coming. Or no. That they'd known each other for so long.
I was just sharing something I saw.
Okay.
When I'm funny, it's funny.
Okay. All right. Yeah. But we started this thing with a two-leg parlay, and now we finished this thing with a 10-leg parlay.
Yeah, right.
Like, we got no chance. This is what happens. This is what happens to us.
I'm sticking to my two. You guys do whatever you guys want to do.
I'm going with your two also. Okay. You think I'm listening to Drew after he talked me into taking betting against UConn against the field? No, I'm out on Drew. No chance.
Be.
Out.
We should offer Drew a bet. Tiger or the field in the Masters?
Yes.
Oh, come on. Like, that's not even in the same stratosphere.
No. We're going to give you Tiger. You're going to take Tiger. We're going to give you Tiger.
Please.
We're going to talk about the Masters, too.
Okay.
Right around the
corner. I can't wait.
Up. Are you fired up for it? It's par three tomorrow, right?
Yeah, Wednesday's the par three. It's probably, you know, for a golfer, the best time of the year. It's the only major played at the same course every year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been there a bunch. It's kind of my home away from home.
Oh, of course.
So it's like my backyard over there. I know every inch, all the azaleas and all of that stuff. So it's near and dear to my
course,
right? No, it's just like, it kind of represents and means that golf season is here.
Yeah.
Like here in Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's when some golf courses that have been closed for the winter are opening up right around this time. And you can't beat it. I mean, it's the history, the tradition, the course, all of that. It's the best.
That's weird you say they're starting to open up because mine have been open.
Oh.
Like they're open year round, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think you go to different ones.
No, I go to them all. I go to them all, but just not in your neck of the woods.
Not Highland Hills?
No, I go to Highlands Ranch.
Oh,
that's
okay.
My people over there. Shout out.
Kevin knows about Highland Hills.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to the Chachos.
I went into the bathroom over there.
Wow. All right, well, don't say that on the radio.
Sliced the bathroom. It. Wow. All right.
Into the bathroom. That's pretty.
Well, that's the great thing about it. You can stay open year round here.
Yeah.
So
I'm really fired up for the Masters, too. It is. Like you said, I'm not the golfer that you are, but it kind of like, hey, summer's here.
Yes.
Or at least it's right around the corner, and I can go play golf after work, or I can go hit some balls on Saturday, or whatever the case may be. So I am also fired up about it and can't wait for it. And Tiger's playing. So that means it's appointment television until he's no longer playing in it.
Yeah, absolutely. See what he can do.
Which will be Saturday.
Yeah?
I don't think he makes the cut.
No.
I think this is the first time ever.
Did we have a bet on that?
Not yet.
Well, shoot. I guess we're about to find out.
Yeah.
Huh? Kevin, we already have, what was our, we have a bet.
It was a future bet.
Yes. Oh, the
Kevin
future one.
Kevin wrote it down.
You guys forgot it already.
Yes,
we talk
did.
A lot, man.
Right.
It was the Zach Eddie bet.
Edie.
Yeah.
Edie.
Yeah, same thing.
Okay.
He looks like enough, an Eddie. Dude.
He looks like a Yeti.
Wow. What happened here?
I don't know.
Y'all
I like,
are like
this
the
Kevin,
meanest
though.
People ever.
I like this version of Kistner here today.
Yeah, I said he'll be drafted in the first round. You
said
no.
Second, yeah.
So I got Tiger making the cut. You say no?
Okay.
All right.
Rocky's game.
Oh, no. No. Not on that. Not on that.
Man.
Dude, his leg, have you seen his? He can barely walk. He could go out there for five holes. His back locks up. His Achilles pops. And then he's done. And I got to go to a Rockies game and sit there for nine innings. That's what Josh is talking about.
Yeah.
And that's my worst fear right now is if I lose a bet and I have to drive downtown and sit at a Rockies game for nine innings.
Yeah.
Imagine if it was cold.
Oh,
my gosh.
Oh, wait, can we get Stoke to do the 999 challenge?
Oh, that's
in that
right.
Case? Because Stoke wasn't here for that one.
Yeah, there's a trend going on in baseball. It's the 999 challenge, and I'll tell you what you're going to have to do next.
Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan presents Stokely and Josh.
We're on that hustle.
Me, you, and Ricky. Just hanging, man.
That's what we do.
When he comes to town, I'll make sure I get something set up for us.
Yeah, yeah, make sure you do that.
Get a dinner or something somewhere.
Yeah, dinner, movie, whatever.
Yeah, that's
I'm down for whatever.
Us three in a movie theater just hanging out. All right, we teased what the 999 challenge was. We talked about it a little bit on Friday. I didn't know this was a thing until last week. 999 challenge. You go to a baseball game. You stay there for nine innings, so you have to be on time, and you have to wait until it's completely over. And inside of the nine innings, you crush nine hot dogs, and you also have nine drinks. So one an inning, basically. You think you could
like
do this?
Nine cold beers?
Yeah, or Dr. Peppers, whatever
it is. Any
you
drink
prefer.
You want. Yeah, yeah. Nine waters?
Sure.
Okay. No, no, no. Like, definitely out on that, dude. Like, nine hot dogs? No.
I don't think you could, like...
I don't even want to eat one hot dog.
Well, if you had like four right away, and then, you know, one in like the fifth, and crush another four in like the eighth.
So you don't have to do it every inning?
I don't think so. Drew, is that the case? Or is it just...
My guess is you got to do one every inning. I think that's part of the challenge. You got to do a beverage and a hot dog per inning.
Okay.
And then, like, who's getting them for you? You got to get up every, like...
I guess so.
When the inning's over and make we'll run to get your beer and your hot dog, okay.
Stand in line.
Right.
It's all
part of the thrill of it, I guess, right?
Yeah.
I'm out on the hot dog, dude. No, I'm out. Sorry.
That's what would turn you off is the hot dog?
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. That's it, the hot dog. I mean, you know, just as long as you're not driving, all right. I'll do the cold ones. But nine hot dogs, that's disgusting.
Yeah, I think the biggest challenge would staying for nine innings.
Yeah, that's tough, too.
I'm not sure I want to be there that long.
Definitely don't want to be there that long.
No.
But I'd rather be there that long than eat nine hot dogs.
Yeah, what's the next day going to feel like after the nine hot dogs? I always liked, we talked about this on Friday, too. I like the go ski nine runs, play nine holes of golf, and then go watch nine innings of baseball. That's like the Colorado 999.
Wow, okay. All right. That's a full day, though. Man, I mean...
Well, you could if you get to first if you're on the first lift.
Okay.
You know it's what are they? Open
how long
at 8
does it take
o'clock?
You to make a run?
3 minutes.
Okay, but like the whole process, like you got to get back up there, right? So it's like the whole process I'm talking about from the bottom of the basin to the top of the mountain.
If you know what you're doing, you could bust out nine runs in an hour and a half.
Okay.
A couple hours.
Are we counting the bunny slopes too? Does that
no?
Did
no.
You jump on the bunny
you
got to
get on a lift.
All right.
And go do something.
But then and then you got to travel somewhere where there's no snow to play nine holes of golf.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't know. That seems like that's a 7 o'clock baseball start time, though. You could get it done.
Yeah, you could definitely get it done.
Okay.
You're going to be tired, but you could get it done.
Yeah, none of that really appeals to me, honestly.
If you were to agree to do the 999 challenge, I would be your personal beer and hot dog getter. I would just
you
go
would.
Get it for you.
Ah,
because see, I want to see how you feel.
See, that's the next right. That's a bet waiting to happen.
Yeah.
You know, like, but that's one of those like, okay, you lost your fantasy football league.
Mm-hmm.
This is your punishment.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you do it on like a cold night too.
Oh,
right.
Dude.
And that's the punishment for losing your fantasy football league.
I think that's actually how we got to it. Didn't Will's buddy? Will was filling in for you on Friday, and I think he lost his fantasy and did 999.
That was it.
That was the punishment. Huh, so you nailed it. Yeah.
Right. So there you go. But it's not anything like – that's not even a bet I would be willing to do because I'd be, like you're miserable that night.
Yep.
Miserable the next – like no. I'm good.
I don't think I could do nine hot dogs. And I'm also the current reigning champion of my fantasy league. So
so you don't have to worry about that stuff.
Challenges. No, yeah.
Huh.
Got Bruce Lee's out of it.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen those on your feet.
I almost wore them today.
Yeah, you got to make sure.
Yeah.
You got to check the forecast.
Right.
Five times.
What I'll basically do is wear sandals, and then once I get here, I'll put them on to just show you guys.
Yes.
And then take them off when I walk out.
You know, chicken fingers are going to step on them on accident or something. Like, oh, my bad. Oh, sorry. Yeah. I stepped in the mud before I came into work. My bad.
He opened his lunch today, and 14 seconds later, half of his lettuce was on the floor.
Yeah.
Hey, so did Stokes.
Whoa. Hey, keep my name out your mouth. We're talking about you right now, chicken fingers.
You said I'd step on his shoes.
All right, speaking of the Rocks, then, if we're touching on 999s, now the text line is talking about it. Oh, wow. This texter from New Mexico says some guy attempted the 999 Sunday, left after the sixth inning. The other guy puked.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's a punishment. I mean, a bad punishment. And on so many levels. Like, so many levels.
Oh, wow.
First of all, you got to watch the Rockies for nine innings.
That's
the
tough.
Whole time.
Yeah.
And then the hot dogs is just, man.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Which one's worse, having to watch the Rockies for nine innings or having to eat nine hot dogs?
Nine hot dogs by far.
You think?
I don't know, man. Dude, you give me nine beers, I could watch the Rockies for nine innings.
Do I have to eat the hot dog
innings.
With a bun?
That's a good point.
Yeah, I think you do. It's like Joey Chestnut. You do the hot dog.
I was going to say, do you dip it in water. Yeah, soak it in there.
So you got to, I mean, that's the whole thing, right?
Oh, this is another question from Colin. What's the cost of the 999? We're talking about $500.
How much are the hot dogs? Like, what a hot dog.
16 bucks or something?
16 for a hot dog?
I would imagine.
What?
It's got to be like, I bet it's more like 7 or 8.
Dude,
but that's still
what
expensive.
Are you talking about?
Wait, what about like dollar hot dog night? Because don't they still do like a dollar hot dog night twice a year?
Yeah.
So that's something to go try it.
No one's trying it.
I kind of want to try it.
Perfect. I want you to try it and you report back. You and Chicken Fingers.
I ain't going.
Huh? Why not?
I'm boycotting them, remember?
Oh,
what
gosh.
What if I buy the ticket? Then it's not your money.
Yeah, but I still got to go suffer and watch. Oh,
and then he counts as a number.
Oh, that's
and
right.
And he doesn't want to be counted as a number of in attendance. So...
$6.50 for a hot dog.
Yeah, you said $16.
I guess I got a hot dog and a beer, and it's $16 maybe.
Right. Okay. Yeah, because beers are expensive.
Yeah.
So times what are we times 18? 18
yeah.
times 16.
Yeah.
I can't do that math.
I can't either.
$360 is my guess.
That's your guess or that's your answer?
No, that's my guess. I'm just wild guess.
$288.
Okay, just off by a hundo.
Yeah, that's not bad. That's actually less money than I thought it was. The texter said 500. That's what I assumed. Tickets are dirt cheap right now. I told you yesterday we were going to go last night, bailed. So then Kelsey wants to go, and we bought tickets on the 19th to Seattle. I believe they're playing, and it's still less than $20 a ticket, front row, first level. So, yeah, I guess about $350 probably altogether is what you're looking at. Also, if you've lost the fantasy league, do you have to pay that $350? Who floats the bill on that? So I'm a loser and I'm out $350? I don't know that I would agree upon that.
That's the price you got to pay for being a loser.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, if you're the last loser, then you got to pony up the money too, right?
I guess so. And that's a bad one. That is a bad, bad get right there if you are losing and still having to pay $350 to basically throw up in about 2 hours.
Yeah, not fun. Not fun at all.
No. Not fun at all. Not fun at all. 120?
I just did the math. $725 for a beer, $650 for a hot dog, it's $120.
That's okay. It for a beer?
Yeah. According to that.
Yeah, no, actually, I thought the beers were a little bit more expensive
than that.
I thought you were looking at least a 10 piece there.
No, it's from the Rockies.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
nice.
That's not bad. I mean, I don't know. Seems like my beers are always more expensive than that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they're only that. No, they're more than that, man. I know going to the Nuggets games, they must be cheaper at the Rockies games. Nuggets, they're more expensive than that. It's like $13 for one of those tall boys.
Rockies, shouldn't it be cheaper? They double up the games.
And they are playing at Coors Field.
True.
Right? So.
Yeah.
There you go. I don't know.
All right. What do you think? Would you do the 999? And if you have, like some of you texters have already sent in, I'd love to know the results. I assume it's throw up and feeling awful.
We had two responses. They both didn't make it. I mean, that's not fun.
Here we go. I did this challenge. The seventh inning stretch turned into the seventh inning stretcher.
Oh, gosh.
That's what the texter wrote from
719. I'm glad he's still around. They're still around.
Thanks for not hurting yourself badly.
No one wants to. Drew, you really want to partake in that.
I actually do want to try it.
I want to watch that.
Yes, and we definitely want you to do it.
Yeah.
We do.
Now, are you guys all coming with me to watch, or are you going to just wait?
I will go
later?
Down there to the game to watch you.
Nice.
All right.
And I'll pay for all of the food and beverages.
Okay.
All right. It's on. Let's go.
Nice. We're going to
Are you sure?
Yeah, I do want to try it.
Don't talk him out of this.
Yeah.
Well, dude, I want this on the radio because he's signing a waiver.
Oh, right, right.
Because we're not being held liable for anything that happens to him.
Definitely not getting in my vehicle after you consume all that stuff.
Nope.
Just throw me on the light rail. It'll be fine.
Oh, perfect.
There you go.
All right, we'll take a time now. What do you think? Does Drew have a shot at completing the 999 challenge? Let's talk a little bit about the Nuggets and the Avs, what they have in front of them tonight. Are we going to panic if the Avalanche don't win tonight? Are we going to panic if the Nuggets don't win tonight and don't have the full squad? We're going to answer that question next.
It's Stokely and Josh on Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
I want to get to some Nuggets and Avs conversation, but this 999 thing has taken off. It's got a life of its own. Richie now wants to do it. A texter is saying, make sure you're not doing it with a high strikeout pitcher. Innings went way too quick, didn't have enough. But I think we have a grasp on it. Of you need a runner, as you just said. Richie suggests maybe you just get a bunch of hot dogs and beers up front so that you're kind of just there ready to roll.
Yeah, we'll have a plan.
We're making this go
down. We'll have a plan, and we'll be the architects of the plan, and then those guys will be the test dummies.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's going to be an awesome night when it goes down, and we'll document it on social when it does go down. All right, Stoke, let's talk about the Nuggets. Let's talk about the Avalanche. They are both in action this evening, and they are the Nuggets are going to be on the road in Utah. The Avalanche are going to host the Minnesota Wild here at Ball Arena. It is a TNT game, an ESPN game, so that means it's 7:30 puck drop, probably a few minutes after that with the slide, and TBD. I haven't found out yet if that game is going to be blacked out for us or not with it being on ESPN. Let me ask you this question, Stoke. Avs lose tonight. You're reaching for the panic button. You're hammering the panic button. Where would you be?
Well, I'm going to start to reach. I'm going to start to reach because they taught me a lesson 2 years ago, and I haven't forgot that lesson when I was panicking. I was full-blown pounding that panic button when they finished the season the way that they finished it. So, look, I still believe in McKinnon, McCarr, Rantanen, and Val. I do, and that they have enough to get it done and get this thing back. Those, I mean, these guys are champions, right? So I'm not going to sit there and doubt them. The tough stretch here, you get into a seven-game series, let's go. I'm concerned about the goalie situation, certainly. Hopefully that improves and we get some consistency there, though. But, like, we can't forget, you know, it was, at the end of March, which is, say a week and a half ago, that they just finished their 9-game winning streak, right?
Yeah.
It seems like it was 6 months ago. Mm-hmm. A week and a half ago is when they finished that up, that 9-game winner. Now, and it hasn't been good here of lately. But so, like, we can't start panicking now and forget that this team still got some dudes. And when they get in a series, hopefully the stars shine. So I'm not gonna push it yet. I learned my lesson 2 years ago. They taught me a lesson, and I like to think that sometimes I learn from my mistakes, Josh, yeah. And I haven't forgotten that one.
That's very mature of you.
Thank you.
Well,
how about you?
I what'd you say? You'd be reaching for it. I think I would be as well. I don't think I'd be ready to hammer it. And that's like, hey, they lose 4-2. They lose 4-3. They lose 7-2. I might be hammering that thing.
Oh, yeah?
Based upon what the goals look like and how they were given up. Or even did Georgiev even get to finish the game because he was struggling so much. But right now, I don't think it's going to be that. Minnesota is not a good team right now. It's one of those things like we've talked about it with Memphis and San Antonio with the Nuggets. Well, Minnesota is kind of that version of the NHL, that they have no hopes for postseason. They're in the start over stage, kind of figuring out what they're going to be moving forward. So, yeah, you should handle your business, but you lose a 7-2 game, a 5-1 game type of thing, I'd probably be hammering that thing, and obviously all conversation would be centered around Alexander Georgiev. I don't think that's going to happen tonight by any means.
Okay, yeah, I look at it. If that happens, and hey, Antonin is in the net versus Winnipeg the following game on Saturday. So that's just what we're going to do. We're going to try to – someone's gonna be in the net to start the playoffs, and we don't know who it is if that's how Georgie performs tonight. Mm-hmm. So I'm with you. I don't think that's going to be the case. I think they play well tonight to get things back on track. And, you know, it's all will be right.
Yeah.
So you hope you don't see another performance like the last two here. 6-2, 7-4 losses. And like I said, no Randon. We know that. But I still feel good with this group.
Yeah, and Randon was skating yesterday a couple of times. I saw different videos of him on the ice. And it's concussion. I don't know. I mean, concussion rules and protocol, it seems like it changes just as much as a new player gets a concussion.
How many fingers?
Yeah, two.
Right, yeah. No. Yeah, it was two. Yeah, definitely two,
okay,
right?
Yeah.
Do you remember the colors that I told you, you know, 30 seconds ago?
I'm colorblind, Coach.
No, the colors I told you.
Oh, yeah. You told me red, blue, and green.
Perfect. Obviously. You're ready to go. Let's go. Yeah. No, he's fully healthy. Brain's healed. Yeah. Brain's healed. He's
that's what it
go.
Is.
Yeah, that's kind of what it is.
All right. Yeah. Everybody should be ready to roll then.
Right.
So, you know, no Miko, Nate is going tonight. But Miko back against Winnipeg on Saturday. That's the goal right there, is to have him available. Even Miles Wood come back and play, who's dealing with a lower body injury. I don't know, because hockey does it the way hockey does it, with lower body injuries and day to day, week to week, they keep that stuff pretty tight to the chest. But I would assume Miko's back on Saturday.
Yeah, hopefully so. Hopefully that's the case.
And they're going to need him.
Yeah. You want him in that one against Winnipeg. If not, you know, it's Sunday against Vegas, and then you finish off with Edmonton. So. It's
is that last game Thursday? They go four days again?
Yes, they do. They go Saturday, Sunday, then Thursday.
Okay. So next week it'll be, well, we'll wait till Thursday for the Avs, and it'll be NBA play-in, or not play-in, yeah, play-in tournament for the 6, 7-10 seed.
Love it. Can't wait. It's here, man. The playoff time's
right
here. Both our teams are in the mix, and we got two legit MVP candidates. Could be the second city ever to have MVPs from the same city in Jokic and McKinnon. So hopefully that's what happens here. It looks like Jokic has got it locked up. McKinnon is still close. He is the favorite last time I looked. So hopefully that's how it plays out.
Yeah. I still wonder, and I threw this at you yesterday, like if they do fall to the three, I wonder what kind of hit that has on the Hart Trophy for Nathan McKinnon.
I don't think a lot.
You don't?
No. I, and I could be dead wrong. I just don't think it would. I mean,
I feel like it matters in other sports more.
Exactly.
Okay.
Basketball matters a lot, right? Football, you know, you play the quarterback position. If you only win 9 games, I don't know, right? I mean, how good really were you? Hockey, I mean, you're out there skating for, what are they, 30 seconds, and they sit down, then they sit down for like 2 minutes, and then they skate for 35, and then they sit for 2.5, right? And so it's like you're not on the ice all the time.
Right.
Am I looking at this wrong?
No,
is that why?
They just get so tired so quickly. They're putting forth all their effort, you know?
Seems like they could be out there a little bit longer.
It does seem like that to me, too. I also, you know, what do I know? But I did watch Almighty Ducks. I don't think the goalie should get as many nights off as they do.
What, the goalie does nothing.
Exactly.
They stand in the same spot. In a 2-inch space, just back and forth, and then half the game they're standing up drinking water while the puck's on the other side. I don't, like, how difficult is that? Most of the time it's lucky saves.
Right.
The puck just hits you because you're just, there's not that much space to shoot. Yeah. It's like, oh, that was lucky. I didn't mean to kick my leg out.
Right.
I did it, though. I'm with you on that.
They should play more. It's pretty simple.
Why can't you play every game?
They get paid, right?
Yeah.
Maybe you know what? You tell goaltenders, you're now going to get paid per game.
That's right.
You want some time off? Yeah, you'll see how you can actually play 82 down the stretch here. I think you just fixed it.
Yeah, I like that. To go back to where we started, the bad hockey fan's going to hate us.
Yeah, right now.
The Ramos Law, I can already tell you, the text line, hockey fan wants to fight.
Yeah.
Both of us right now.
How come all their area codes are 970?
Now all of Fort Collins wants to fight you, not me. I don't agree with him there. Shout out Fort Collins, is my spot. Love getting over there to Fort Collins and crazy calls. I don't think so. I just don't think it does. It's not like they're, you know, in the play-in game. I know they're not playing, but it's, you know what I'm saying? They're not last seed. They're still right there in the mix, and if they miss out, it's going to be really, really close. So I don't think it'll affect him in the MVP there,
okay.
McKinnon.
Yeah, and I think you're right. We just figured it out. Like, it's just It doesn't have the same appeal in the NHL that it does in basketball and certainly in football.
On
the text, on the hockey?
Well, not on both. Not retracting everything, okay. But on the athletes on the ice that are actually, you know, trying to score and like sprinting up and down the ice, and I can't even roller skate. I mean, what do I know about skating on ice?
Yeah.
You know, and how tiring that is. It's pretty tiring, I can guarantee you, right? So, but not about the goalie. The goalie should play, and the goalie should never get tired.
Yeah, we are getting the hockey's a hell of a lot harder than you guys think it is. Text coming in right now.
It's a lot harder than football.
Yeah, that's coming in right now. 303-713-1043. You want to join us, tell us how wrong we are on hockey. Hit us up on the RamosLaw.com text line. We will come back. I want to talk a little bit more about these Rockies. Want to touch on the UConn Huskies being national champs. We'll hear from head coach Dan Hurley, and we'll also hear from Bud Black as to what he is seeing out of Kyle Freeland now that he had a good start in this 2024 season. We'll check in with the coaches coming up next.